This is Morning Edition. I'm Anne Marie Awad. This November marks 4 years since Colorado voters chose to legalize recreational marijuana. One big incentive for voters was the promise of millions of dollars in tax revenue. But how exactly are Colorado communities spending that money? We sent KUNC's Luke Runyon to find out.
The streets of Edgewater aren't paved in green, but they might as well be.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Luke.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
Thanks.
At least that's the go-to joke for the city's mayor, Chris Teagarden. He and the city council used tens of thousands in marijuana tax revenue to repave every street in this small West Denver community of 5,300 people. This fiscal year, they're projecting more than $1 million rolling in from the city's five marijuana shops.
We're talking 1/6 of our entire budget.
Approximately.
that's a huge amount of money for a small community.
Yes, it is.
If you want an extreme example of marijuana tax dollars at work and the glee it brings local officials, look no further than Edgewater. Teagarden recently trotted out blueprints for a multi-million dollar civic center, complete with a new police station, library, and fitness center. Teagarden says marijuana revenue is paying for half.
Tax sales have been able to speed up major infrastructure improvements otherwise that we would have to take a very incremental approach toward.
Now, Edgewater is the exception, not the rule, and it's a different story at the state level.
There could be a lot of pockets in Colorado that they're not seeing any benefit from the legalization.
Chris Stifler is an economist at the Colorado Fiscal Institute, a nonpartisan think tank. He says many people have outsized expectations about how much money the marijuana industry can bring in for the state.
We like to talk about it as if you were walking home today and you found a $20 bill on the ground, right? You wouldn't go home and buy a new car or a new house, but you would maybe go out for a Chipotle burrito with guacamole and a margarita, right?
While Amendment 64, which legalized recreational marijuana, was billed as a boon for some of the state's huge education funding problems, it's not spent on classroom instruction. That's why we're seeing more education funding questions on ballots now. If voters this election think marijuana solved the state's funding woes, Stifler says that's a problem.
And if there's a misconception that suddenly we've solved all those issues because we're taxing marijuana, you have a bunch of voters that are operating on faulty assumptions.
Stifler says the money can make a visible difference for communities like Edgewater. And that's why cities and counties that sat on the sidelines for the first couple years of legal marijuana are now jumping in the game. Take Adams County. After a legal fight with Aurora, the county started taxing marijuana sales last year. Jim Sedlecki is the county spokesman.
A lot of cities and counties like ours decided to sit back and wait. Even though it was legal and we could have waded into the pool early, a lot of cities and counties didn't. But a lot of them are now.
Sedlecki says county commissioners set up a scholarship fund for low-income high school students. The county's using marijuana tax revenue to dole out 4-year college scholarships and gave out 50 in the first year.
When we started to actually start seeing some revenue, that's when eyeballs started to be opened about, wow, we're going to have a lot of money and we can have a tremendous impact here.
Tracking marijuana tax revenue in Colorado is tough. A few cities have created separate funds to funnel the money, which makes it easier to follow. Others have simply thrown the money into a general fund. Regardless, it's still all very new territory for Colorado officials. And even though Edgewater Mayor Chris Teagarden is happy with the millions in revenue now, he's not deluding himself that it'll be like this forever.
This is something that we know could go away in a blink of an eye, or it could have a downturn when other states legalize it or other municipalities decide to join. So we are really looking at a murky forecast in sales in the next 3 or 4 years.
A handful of states have legal marijuana on the ballot this November, and the outcome of those votes could shake up the national market for marijuana and the tax revenue it brings in. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.